Lex, I love the shirt.
Yes.
is that the shirt from the radio show where you were
No,
saying
this is the better one.
this is the is that a pajama or
This is the shirt.
is that a pajama or is that a DUM shirt? Which one is which one is this? Let's see. That's the
Yeah, this is the
shirt that
shirt.
your wife bought you. If you don't, if you guys don't know the reference on the radio show, Alex, what's the story behind this polo shirt again? That one?
This ano gift to sa akin ng wife ko na kailangan kong tanggapin na hindi ko sinabi na ewan ko kung ano bakit niya ito binigay sa akin pero kailangan ko sabihin, uy galing, ang ganda nito ah. So yun na kailangan ko suotin isang beses then
It
never
does.
again.
And she wants you to wear that on TV, like on an episode of Face to Face or whatever. It does look like a fast food uniform. It's amazing. But I do like today's shirt. Welcome to the podcast, everyone, by the way. It is episode number 29 of this year 13. It is Alex and I together for a back-to-back on a, what day is it? Oh, Sunday night. Shit. Okay. So thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. How have you been, Alex? How was your weekend? Busy, I'm assuming.
Ito decided na talaga ako magpa hair transplant, so it's gonna happen May 5. Parang eh, kaya lang nakita ko yung video po. Parang ito yung mga bagay na pinag-iisipan ko na pwede din na mangyari, pero simulaan na eh. May ano
I
dito ko din.
hear it hurts. Like
Oo, ay papatulogin naman ako.
yeah, I hear it, but I also hear it hurts like immediately after for like the first month. Like if somebody accidentally, you know, pulls your hair. Oh, if your wife pulls your hair. I mean, so it can like kind of get you to cry.
Hindi naman, medyo yan, medyo itong titirahin tapos kukuha dito. Parang ang tawag FUE eh. Parang ayun ang term. So, mga 6 hours kasi manual eh.
Yeah,
Kukunin
hair by
dito,
hair.
ha-harvestin dito, and then ita-transfer dito.
How much does that
So,
cost? That whole thing.
ako rin nagbabari, no? Pero, ang istorya niya, nag-cancel kasi isang doctor na cheaper. Tapos ngayon, nung may nag-recommend sa akin, when I was talking to him na last yesterday, mas parang legit siya.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, ano eh, parang ang ganda ng credentials niya. So, nagmahal ng 3 times. So, 385 kasi may ano eh. 385K.
385,000
Kasi may
something like that.
kasamang ano, may kasamang yung anesthesia na papatulogin ka.
Yeah,
Yun,
yeah,
yun.
yeah. Wow, 385. I mean, it is worth it, I guess. I mean, obviously, I know you have money. 385 is relative. Some to some people, that's way too much money to spend on
Oh.
anything outside of a house or a car or, you know, really expensive
Medyo
things. But
hesitant ako. Kaya lang nung nakita ko yung mga result, okay naman. Kaysa hintayin ko talagang maano. Pero hindi naman talaga siya, no? Ang napapansin ko na pag-stress ako, tama yung sabi mo, di ba? During the Dubai show, na-stress ako. So, nagagano'n ako. Pero bumabalik siya eh.
yeah.
Kaya lang, pero alam mo pagkaano ka, magpapagubit ka, tapos ang ganda ng buhok mo. Lately, parang nagpapa-impress siya sa'yo ngayon. Parang,
Yeah.
yung pag magpapagubit ka, nasa parlor ka na, parang pag sinuklay ng ano, tapos bago niya gubitan, parang, hoops, sandali! Parang ganda. Parang ganun, ganun.
So wait a minute. How do you do that? Okay, so you're gonna get the
I'm gonna,
implants.
parang, ang gagawin,
No,
yung
I mean, what
iba,
are you gonna do
magpapakalat
about
mo.
haircuts though? Like, what do you do about hair? So this part never grows, but everything else grows. So you just tell the barber, ano to, implants to. Don't cut the front.
Hindi.
Cut.
Pagka naging ano, normal na siya ulit. Pag nawala na yung mga 2 months, normal na siya ulit. As in normal hair.
Oh shit,
Yung
so
mga
it
first, ano lang,
grows.
mga first week, 2 weeks lang. Ha?
So it grows.
Oo, it
No
grows.
shit.
Parang, pag pinagupitan mo, grow ulit. Parang ano siya, implant, ano talaga siya, transplant dito. So, yung dito natutubo, dito rin natutubo, aayusin lang. So, it grows.
No
Hindi siya ano,
fucking
parang,
way.
pag pinagaling mo, parang, kasi, di ba pag may mga donor na organ,
Yeah,
nireject niya pag
yeah.
other donor kasi eto same lang. So, i-accept niya lang dito, linipat niya lang dito. And hindi naman manonotice dahil marami ako ditong buhok eh.
Right, right,
So,
right,
siguro
right.
mga 2,000 lang. Ang 2,000, ano, ang ano lang matagal. Siguro mga 6 hours to 8 hours. Kaya papatulogin ako dahil maiinip pasyente. Susugatan dito kukunin. Ang kukunin niya, ano eh, yung parang follicles talaga, hindi
Right, right, right,
yung
right. Wow.
parang may ugat.
So
Kasama yung ugat, ibabaon.
the 385,000 is, and you're not Kalbo. So this is just for the front. What if you are kalbo? Like, what if you're
Hindi.
buttle? I mean, imagine that's like...
Kakalbuin ako.
No. I meant like, okay, no. This is the context. Ah. You're not really kalbo. You just have a receding hairline. So it's 385,000 pesos to fix the receding hairline. What if you're truly kalbo? Like, what if you're buto? That's like 5M to fucking
hindi.
Get
kailangan
a full
di, kailangan may
hair,
kuhanan
right?
ka na, kailangan may natitira kang buhok to get.
Right. Okay, yeah,
to get
right.
it. Pag, kaya, pero so pag kalbo ka dito, meron ka pa rin dito, kukunin dito. Paano yan? Paggrabe ng paggrabe. Padami ng padami yung strands, pamahal ng pamahal.
I'm trying to think of who in our society is fully kalbo, fully bald, who would look stupid if they got a hair transplant. Like, I could, you know, the aforementioned Butto, for example. If all of a sudden he shows up with a full head of hair, it's like, wow, he looks like an idiot. Bembol Rojo
will...
Wally Bayola. Imagine Wally Bayola just show up with a full head of hair.
Dansby says, Ryan. Si Derek Ramsey pag nagkakabuhok, parang di bagay sa kanya.
No, he's done it, right? He's done it a couple of times. And he did it fairly recently. And you're right. It looks weird on him. I don't want to say it looks horrible because he's such a handsome guy. But
pero iba, no?
It looks... Yeah, I mean, I would rather not have him here.
Oh, nakakaingit yung kalbo bagay sa kanya. Di ba? Parang dun sa, ano, sa Prison Break, no? Di ba?
Anyway.
Pero hindi ko nakikita nagkalbo si ano. Ewan ko ah, baka na ano. Si Brad Pitt, no? Di pa siya nagkalbo totally, no?
Yeah, you don't want to do that because a great part of Brad Pitt's look is his amazing hair. He's got such great wavy kind of hair. So you don't want to kind of fuck around with that too much. As like Tom Cruise, you don't want to mess up, you know, with that stuff.
But... Ang kagandahan dito mo, nung una kong kausap, akala ko, tanggap ko na kakalbuin ako ha. Kakalbuin ako. Ito sa akin, parang military cut ako na zero dito sa likod kasi doon kukuha. Pagdating dito, para talaga military cut kasi magtitira, pwede pala magtira dito. I thought, pwedeng kalbo. Sabi ko, hindi mo ako nagpapagwapo, kaya pwede ako maglumabas ng kalbo, walang problema. Pero sabi niya, you can leave in dito, parang military cut.
Yeah.
Tapos, pwede, maglalagay lang naman, ang magsusugat lang naman dito, yan.
Right.
So, yung recovery lang, pero hindi ako takot magano. So, sa mga nagtatanong dyan, katulad to, concern niya, nasa playback, ibibasin mo yung wala ang radio or GTW or recovery. Una-una, wala siya tinanong kung sa health ko, no? Ang kailangan nila, umapira ko sa radio. Di ba? Parang ganun yung, parang ganun yung mga amo mo, di ba?
People's...
may sakit ka ba? May patay sa inyo? So, kakailan ka babalik?
Maybe because it's optional, A. And B, I understand. People need their radio shows and their podcasts and all of that stuff. So, I don't...
Day ko pa mga jowa ang putya. Sige, magpapayari transfers pa. Pero kaya nakababalik, ha? Alam mo ba, kinakatao-tao ngayon, magpapacheck up ako bukas para kung... Kasi papatulugin, general anesthesia, eh. Nakatao-tao ko lagi sa tulog, yung...
Yeah,
five
well, okay. So I that is so on brand with you, Lex. Of course you're going to be scared of that.
Pero mas gusto ko 'yun kasi ayoko naman gising. Sabi niya may option kang gising, local anesthesia. Kaya lang, syempre ang tagal noon, 6 hours 'yun, tatlong pelikula. Tapos ito, pagpikit mo, pagising mo, tapos na. Yung recovery din talaga hinihintay ko.
Right.
Anyway, na-excite lang ako. Kasi na-excite, parang nakaka-excite lang. Kasi,
May 5, diba? So Friday next week, something like, or Saturday, Sunday next week, I think is probably
sa,
May 5.
Pare Sunday next week.
Alright, I can't wait. Can't wait to see it.
Pero di, magano, ka kasi pwede pala mag-sombrero rin eh. Isa pa sa mga, akala ko, may mga nagsasabi iba, sombrero, hindi.
Korean style visor. Pwede
akong magano eh. Pwede akong magano bandana. So huwag kayo mag-alala. Magbabandana ako, whatever. Okay, papaita ko sa inyo. Kayo unang makakakita. And second, naisip ko, yung pang naisip ko yung papapagaling kasi mainipin ako eh. Pero I did that. Sa mga, yung mga commitment ko sa mga, yung mga, trabaho ko, appear ako sa daily show. Kaya, tinayming ko ngayon, may 2 weeks sa
Cool.
Mga 2 to 3 weeks akong bakasyon. Parang ganun.
Great. Oh, then we can do more podcasts.
Huh?
We could do more podcasts.
Sa radio pa nga eh.
Yeah, let's do it. Speaking of podcasts, we got to go because our first caller is waiting and hiding from her husband in the kitchen. This is, I always get amazed at people who hide from their spouse while on the show at home. Like they're hiding at home. It always is kind of an interesting thing. Are they in a closet? Are they in, a bedroom? Are they whispering? Are they hiding? Like, all of these things kind of are interesting. Our first caller, she is in the kitchen pretending to cook something. Forgot what name are we using here? Okay, Jasmine. Jasmine, you're 39 years old. You are in Doha, Qatar, and you're on the show. You feel a little bad because your husband decided to stay home today.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you? Hello. What, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So what are you cooking?
Yeah, actually, I put something.
I can hear
Nagpiprito ako, baka bigla siyang dumating.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, nasa ba to? Manila ba to?
Hindi, Qatar. Middle East. Doha, Qatar.
Hirap magpatendyo ng prito. Ang prito kasi may certain ano, may certain time frame ang prito. Maglagay ka ng nilaga.
So yeah, something really that takes a
lot. Prito ka ako lang yung girl. Apoy.
Kahit mahina, girl, maglaga ka. Wala ka ba niyang patay na baboy sa rep? Patay na baboy buo.
Bawal-baway dito.
Yun nga eh. Imagine the Filipino community doing a full lechon outside in the Middle East, right? They're just kind of turning that fucker around like this. Just the horror of the people.
Maganap ka ng matagal lutuin. Yung matagal lutuin. Yung nilaga nga, yung nasa point of view, nasa may karapatan ka magsabing matagal pa to. Ang prito pag nasunog. Walang ano yan eh, walang argument yan eh. Sunog na yan.
Oh, I've been to Doha. Nice place in Qatar. It's okay. All right, so Jasmine, let's get to it because you've been waiting a long time and you're trying to cook over prito this food.
Actually, I was with him inside the room and we are hugging, we are cuddling because he didn't go to work.
Okay.
And I just came home from work.
Okay.
Because something bad happened to the car, so that's it. So he stayed. I said, "What the fuck?" I said, "Oh my god, I have an engagement today."
Yeah, with the show.
We're like your lover.
I said, "Gonna happen?" Or...
Yeah.
We're like your lover.
Hello.
Yeah. No.
Well, listen, third party mo.
I'm glad that you were able to, you know, audible here and do the call, even though you've had the problems and stuff with the car and now your husband being home. So let's get to the problem. Let's get to the question, so we can get you back to your husband and back to cuddling again. What's up?
Okay. So first, hindi ko siya asawa.
Okay.
We are living together.
Okay.
We are engaged.
Okay.
And then, so the problem is, when I message you, nung minessage kita, baka biglang pumasok, magtatagalog na lang ako.
Ah, hindi siya Pilipino.
Hindi, Tunisian siya. Tunisian.
Tunisian. Wow. Ay, so nagpa-French siya.
Tunisian.
He speaks French.
Tunisian. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Yes, French, yeah. Arabic, yeah. And his and local language.
Nice. Okay.
Tunisian.
And English as well. Yes. So, we are together. Magkasama na kami mga 6 months. 8 months together, 10 months to be exact, 2 months we are friends.
Sige.
So, alam niya before I have a relationship before, so we are just friends. Then, when nung naghiwalay kami nung ex ko, pumasok siya sa eksena, then that's it.
Yep.
So, now we are living together. And wala siyang off. Ang problema, wala kasi siyang off. So, diretso yung trabaho niya from morning until morning. It means from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m.
Okay.
So every day, yung alam mo, nag-aantay ako sa kanya na mag-move. Ako na ngayon gumagawa ng move minsan. Ako na yung hinihintay ko siya hanggang madaling araw minsan. Para lang yun, para makascore.
Para mag-sexy time.
Kasi di, yes, mag-sexy time kami, ganyan. Nung nag-sexy time naman kami, so sige, bili ako Red Horse, pasimple. Okay, parang, alam mo yun, pampagana.
Oh. Para sa iyo, para sa kanya.
Para ganahan. Hindi sa akin, para sa kanya. Para ganahan siya.
Kalo hindi uminom yung mga... I thought they don't drink alcohol.
They do.
Okay, fair enough.
Mostly of them? Mostly they do, yes.
But he is Muslim.
He's
Muslim.
Yes.
Okay.
Sikat ang Red Doors dyan.
He's not supposed to be drinking alcohol. Anyway,
malakas
continue.
Nga siya uminom.
Yeah,
malakas
yeah.
Nga siya uminom.
Okay, continue.
So, diyan na, di inom, sabi ko, then, okay, tinamaan na siya. So, yan na, di, kadal-kadal na, ganyan, hawak-hawak na, ako na ang nag-first move, lumalapit na ako. Inaano ko na siya, pino-foreplay ko na. Kasi pag pino-foreplay ko siya, parang feeling niya, nakikiliti siya. So, hindi siya sanay ng pino-foreplay.
When you say foreplay, what are you actually doing?
Actually, kissing, then sa
Saan?
neck,
Saan? Saan?
then downwards, on
Downward.
the neck first.
Yeah.
Yeah, kiss muna sa lips, then sa tenga, sa leeg, sa to sa bababa, sa kanya, sa dede niya. Parang ako yung lalaki, ako
Ayaw
yung
na,
nag-ano sa kanya.
May
ako yung gumagawa ng move. Ako yung gumagawa ng move, ako na. Pati dede niya, gas sa bababa, gas sa puso, hanggang doon.
Huy! Hold on one second. It's weird when a girl says, you know, all of a sudden, I'm licking him sa dede.
Hindi pwede. Nagiging hindi na maganda yung dede tuloy. Nakakaano eh.
Lalaki dede.
Baka vulnerable tuloy tayo ngayon. Pero may kiniti ako sa dede talaga. Ayoko talaga inalikan sa nipple. May ibang mabablalaki gusto. Ayoko talaga.
I think a lot of guys have that, but it's a very foreign sensation. Not a lot of guys get licked in the dede, so it is a foreign sensation.
Ikaw, gusto mo ba yon?
No, not particularly. But I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm just lukewarm about it. What about the ear? Di ba sabi niya tenga, di ba? I think she said next. Do you like when the person sticks their tongue in your ear?
Ako, hindi rin.
The tongue in the ear is not so bad.
No, pero may araw. Basta pag nagsimula ng kiliti, alam mo yung na-trigger na yung kiliti?
Yeah.
Kahit hindi ka naikiliti sa lahat, naikiliti ka na eh. Kasi nasimulan na eh. Pero pag kamisa matigas ang ano ko, yung paninindigan ko, hindi talaga ako maikiliti. Pero pag sa nipple, ayoko talaga.
The neck kissing is pretty amazing though. The kissing of the neck is a pretty strong weakness for both men and women. I actually think even for females, if you can get to the kissing of the neck part, I mean, like her willingly wanting you to kiss her on the neck, if you get there, you're in for a night. I mean, like she's talking about scoring. That's a really good way to kind of score. For guys, if you get kissed on the neck, I think that's also a pretty good sensation. Yung dede nga medyo, I don't know. It's hit miss.
Sayang balls, ayokong yung balls sinusubo yung isang ball.
Yeah. That's some Pornhub shit, man. Like, I'm not a leave the balls alone.
Masakit yun eh.
No, I'm with you. Jasmine?
Yes.
Continue.
Tapos, yun na. Di yun na. Ako na yung nag-foreplay sa kanya.
Yeah.
Merong di pa siya, hindi siya talaga tumitigas.
Pinag-red doors mo eh.
So, di ko di ba ano lang naman isang can, one and half actually isang kalahati nga lang di niya nga naubos eh di niya pa nga naubos yung pangalawa so ano yung parang ganahan lang siya tapos hindi yun na di doon na pumunta na ako doon sinubo ko na inano ko na siya binijay ko na siya so tumigas naman siya sabi niya gusto ko tang kainin sabi ko wait lang ako muna binijay ko siya, ganyan.
Wow.
Sige, di okay na. Di, pininger niya na ako. Ang sakit, nasaktan ako. Kasi, ewan ko, parang masakit siya. Hindi ako, kasi nga, walang, kung baga kung ano gusto kong ginagawa ko sa kanya, gagawin niya rin sa akin. Para ma-wet naman ako.
You want him to kiss you on the neck. You want him dilan yung dede.
Yes.
You want him to do all of the stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called reciprocating. Correct. Okay, fair
enough. Pero kwento ni Ate Par, nasa Serex ako, bumalik ako sa 80s. Ganyan-ganyan yung kwento ng Serex. So, mag-red doors tuloy.
Okay, Jasmine. Continue with your story.
Then, di yun na, di, ano yun na, finger yun na ako. Sabi ko, napapaaray ako. Alam mo yun, yung pilit na moan, yung pilit na, para lang yung, para ganahan siya, na, pero sakit, sabi ko, aray.
Aray.
Sabi ni Boy, ano ba pinagkakita niya doon sa kit? Sa kusina. Okay, continue.
Sabi ko, aray. Di okay na, di yun na. Sabay pinasok niya na. Tapos puro laway na lang.
Sabi ko, aray ka eh.
Ano ba yun?
Nalog yun eh.
Sabi ko, pinasok niya na yung ano niya, yung edits niya.
Edits.
Siyempre dry. Dry ako kasi wala namang foreplay. Paano ko gaganahan?
Yeah.
Oo. Tama naman.
Puro laway lang. So, din na lang, dura-duraan na lang na ano, para laway.
ewan ko ba sa Wednesday ko, ewan ko ba sa gabing call natin. Kailangan natin si Chopper dito para magkaroon tayo ng konting pag wala na ikita babae sa kasama natin, nagiging bastos ng mga tumatawag. Parang si Chopper yung adult supervision. Uy, wala si Chopper. All out to. Di-dry. Dura-dura.
Ang para na pumasok sa loob. Tapos ang lambot niya pa. Hindi siya talaga matigas sa matigas. Nung pinasok niya sa loob, parang doon lang siya tumigas.
Oo, tama. Naiintindihan ko yun.
Remember that episode where... Hold on 1 second. Remember that episode where Kay Brosas was here? This is years ago, guys. I mean, this is when Alex and I were on TV5 and Kay was on TV5. She did say she had a one-night stand or a couple of sexual episodes with some guys over there in the Middle East. And sabi niya, hindi nga tumitigas yung titi nila. Malaki nga titi nila, pero hindi nga tumitigas. And I wonder if that is either a Pinoy thing na super hard tayo or is it kasi nga ang laki ng titi niya medyo hindi tumitigas. So
pero kung sandali mo tumigas na ba? Ikaw ba nakita mo tumigas na yung shot jowa mo?
Oo, dati sobra. Ang sarap. Ganun, masarap siya. Noong umpisa. Kaya nga nung ito na nung tumatagal parang siguro nga dahil sa pagod. So parang hindi siya ganun nakasintigas. Tsaka hindi na siya ganun kalibog. Hindi katulad noon. Almost every day nag-aano kami, every night ganyan. Parang hindi na siya ganoon. Tumitigas naman siya pag hinawakan, kaya lang hindi na siya maano sa sex ba. Sa iyo, sa
iyo. So how often are you guys having sex now?
Parang ano, once a week na lang, ganun.
Oh, well, unacceptable.
Pilitan pa 'yon. Yeah. Pilitan pa.
Yeah.
Oo.
Okay, all right. So what's
tapos yun, wala pang ano yun, wala pang kain sa akin yun. Parang ano lang, dede lang tapos. Siyempre, kailangan pag once a week na nga lang, kailangan todo-todo na. Huwag yung, ano, maipasok lang, mailabas.
Kapag pag-redor, sabihin mo, bumili ka ng super dry para maramdaman. Tapos, kami yung beer super dry. Ganyan din ako, super dry na. Para, mga ganun, payawatig ka na.
Oo, kinausap ko nga siya. Sabi ko, ano ba yun? Sabi ko, dati hindi ka namang ganyan.
Bakit what did he say? What did
sabi niya kasi pagod ako. Pagod daw siya. Kasi nga, wala siyang ring off.
Bakit walang day off? Dalawang trabaho niya?
Kasi tatlo actually yung position niya. Driver, shisha guy, waiter. So, everyday pick and drop.
Baka driver,
dati niya trabaho, magsisisha siya, shisha guy, waiter.
Hindi niya kumakain, sobrang daming pagkain. You know, stuff like that. There's like a lot of, there's a connection there. Okay, so what is the question here, Jasmine?
Yung tanong ko kasi, di ba, yung message ko sa iyo na, paano bang, paano pa babalikin yung dati? Ano bang dapat gawin? Ewan, hindi ko alam, paano babalik ulit yung dati?
How long has it been like this now, where you've seen the sex quality go down? How long?
Maybe around 3 months na din.
3 months, okay.
Kaya lagi ako nakikinig na nga ng...
Pero 8 months pa lang kayo, di ba? 8 months pa lang kayo?
Magna 9 months.
Two months friends, 8 months, ano, jowa, engaged, di ba?
Six months together.
Mahaga pa yan, girl.
This is a problem. And then how old is he? Is he older?
32, no?
Oh, he's younger than you. Wow.
Tunisian na 32.
32 years old.
Warak caps mo dyan dapat eh.
Noong una, masakit. Oo, sagad, todo. Ngayon parang nawala na siya.
39
ka?
Mm-mm.
All of a sudden your room turned red. Like, looks better now though. I like it. No, keep it that way. It looks good.
red doors pa lang pinag-uusapan natin. Tapos nag-red.
Oh, it's nice. Whatever that was. Okay, so Jasmine, what's... So, okay, can I get to what the biggest problem is? Is it walang foreplay? Is it the frequency na once a week lang? Is it masakit nga kasi dry? What's your biggest problem first? Like, prioritize, because I heard a lot of problems. Is it the frequency? Is it the foreplay? The lack of
Parang lahat.
Lahat, okay.
Parang lahat naman siya. Kasi syempre, kung madalas, hindi ko naman hihingin na i-foreplay niya ako every time. Kung madalas. Eh, hindi na nga madalas as wala pang foreplay. Ay, ano nang mangyayari?
Are you masturbating a lot?
Siya na lang nasiyahan.
Are you
yes.
You're
because,
yeah.
Sabi, kasi sabi ko sa kanya, nagjowa ka ng katulad ko, horny. Horny kasi ako.
Yeah, gets good. You don't have to whisper it.
So,
ramdam naman namin. Kaya nga pumula yung kwarto ko. Eh.
Horny kasi ako, ano, baba, sabi ko, jumawa ka ng katulad ko. Yeah. Tapos, hindi mo naman kayang anahin.
Yeah.
Ano gagawin ko? Siyempre, mag-finger na lang
si Tanas,
ako. Kasi alam
niya, Tanas, gusto niyo mo hindi sa kwarto eh. Sabi ni si Tanas, malibog yung babae niyan. Join nga ako.
All right, Lex, what does this girl have to do? This is a problem we come across almost weekly now. What are we going to tell her to do?
Ako, honestly, naniniwala ako dun sa trabaho ng lalaki. Na over kasi 10 a.m. 2 a.m. Imagine ko yan. Minsan
last week Lex you said life. Last week Alex you said even if you worked, I mean you didn't literally say this but oh. You made reference that it didn't matter if you worked 25 hour day hawak lang titi mo game na. So
oh.
So what are we doing?
Like, pero ito kasi nag 10 a.m. to 2 parang 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. talagang pasok na pasok eh no. Pero
may oras naman uminom. So, may oras naman uminom ng 1.5 na Red Horse.
Oh, hindi, alam mo yung, ano, alam mo sikat-sikat sa Middle East ang ano, Red Horse, ha? Totoo yan, ayun ang ino-offer sa amin. I don't like Red Horse, so strong, sabi. Mamaya nakakaano rin yan, eh. Pero, ayoko na naman, tinatanggal ko dito, ano, ha? Yung, kasi hindi ko kilala yung asa, ano mo, eh, yung engage mo, ano, eh. Kasi isipin na naman natin, may babae, may ano, pero sa tingin ko
no,
dito...
I don't think so. There's no time for that.
Then, there's no time, eh. Yeah. Gusto ko maniwala
I think what I would do is, you know, you want to take all of the details of this problem and see how you can work around getting what you want and getting what he wants, because that's what it is in a relationship. So, if he's doing 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m., and you're having sex once a week, which you are not getting eaten out, you're not getting the foreplay, you're not getting the orgasm that you want. How many times... Okay, let's do this, Jasmine. Considering you know his schedule, okay, you know his schedule, you know his work, he has three jobs. How much sex do you want versus how much sex you think he can give? So let's come up with a number. How many is that a week?
Siguro ano, kahit tatlo.
Okay, three times. So that's our target. Our target is, I want to have sex three times a week, considering his schedule and what I want. So we're going to meet at that number three, which is not a crazy number.
So, masingit ko lang mo, ko lang. Baka mamaya madaanan mo rin to. Ate, ang sex din, two-way, no? Hindi naman pagdating na pagdating sa bahay. Alam mo yun? Titignan mo rin, pahinga. Naniniwala ako din sa lalaki na to na medyo pagunto. Kasi hindi naman siya tumatanggi sa sex eh. Ang pinupubulay mo naman yung frequency at quality eh. Ang tumatawag sa atin mo, totally nawawala. Totally tumatanggi, di ba? Yung hawak ng etits, tumatanggi pa. Eto, ang reklamo mo ngayon, yung tigas ng etits, ibig sabihin, tinitira ka pa talaga eh. Kaya lang, yung frequency na once a week, ayaw na mo na. Tapos yung performance, ayaw mo na. Quality yan ha. Hindi ako namublema doon sa other woman. Hindi na ako naninublema na ano, ang problema mo lang yung expectation versus reality. Sige mo, okay na ako doon. Masingit ko lang. Kasi pag bagong dating, pagod, gusto mo agad ng sex, titirahin kita, pero half-hearted yun, mairaos lang, yung parang, pero nasa isip ko, gusto magpahinga. Ita-timing din. Anyway, three times a week mo.
What time does he go to sleep? Okay, so uuwi siya, or lalabas siya ng trabaho, 2 a.m. I don't know what the drive time is, pero anong oras siya umuwi?
Hindi, umuwi siya ng mga 2 or 3 a.m.
Okay, and then pag 2 to 3 a.m., anong oras siya natutulog? Like kaagad? Or kakain pa yan? Or
hindi, mga 5, kakain pa. O, pinapakain ko pa nga siya, ano, kakain ka ba? Minsan hindi siya kakain. Kami
okay,
pagod talaga ako, ganyan.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, you want to read the room, right? If he is not straight to sleep, because if he's straight to sleep, then you're not going to have any sex. If he's going to go, nee, may oras pa siya mag Red Horse, may oras siya pa kumain, or whatever, then that's different. I would start with a massage. Because you know he's done the long day. When you're massaging him, so okay, massage, all that stuff. The moment he turns around, like, alam mo yung massage, what is it, Lex, where they do the flip?
Mm-mm.
The flip? Mm-mm. The moment he flips, sit on his face.
Ay, puta.
Why? What's wrong?
Hindi, ayos yun. Sit on your face. Napaputa ako doon. Ang sayo naman.
Meron
Yeah,
akong
sorry.
ano, may share lang.
Yeah, go, go.
One time na inaya ko siya. Inaya ko siya na ano, na hindi siya nakatanggi.
Ano, ano,
Inaya
ano,
ko
ano?
siya talagang, pinibabawang ko na siya.
Ano na?
Oh.
Pinibabawang
Kinain
ko na
mo,
siya talaga
pinapat mo.
kasi,
Tinapat mo yung caps mo, ganoon, sa mukha niya.
Hindi naman, yung inano ko na sabi niya, pagod ako, parang feeling ko tuloy nire-rape ko siya.
Yeah. Well, no, but instead of raping him,
Parang ganun.
yeah, what you want to, I suggest giving him a massage because at least he's like, okay, I have a long day of work. Wow, my wife is giving me a massage. But it's on the flip.
Yes.
When you turn around, part of the extra service is, I mean, you're naked, right? You're going to sit on his face so you can get your foreplay out of it. And he's laying down. Like, he's kind of stuck there now at that point. I think that's a, that might be a solid move to kind of incorporate. And then get some lubrication. Have some lubrication around. Because let's say hindi siya ma-foreplay for now. If you can get the lubricant to do the part where nagiging masarap para sa'yo. And it might even, you know, di ba hindi nga lumalambot nga titi niya when he puts it inside you. Maybe it's because you are dry. So there's none of that sensation as well. If you can get a lubricant and use that on you, we might see kind of his performance level up. You're not going to be in so much pain. And then if the performance levels up and the experience levels up, maybe the frequency levels up as well. Do you get what I mean? I think some of this stuff might be related. And if the quality is better, the frequency is better. If the quality is bad,
yes.
It's kind of hard to be able to have sex more than once a week when you're tired and it's not enjoyable and all of that stuff. But let me just be clear, Jasmine. This is not your fault, okay? This is the fault of the circumstance. It's not his fault as well. It's not yours. It's just the way it is. But you can still power through that, okay? So,
okay.
Lubricant.
Gamitin mo ano ng oil, yung pagmamasahe mo. Yung kahit nakatalikod siya, huwag ka muna mag-isip ng sex muna.
Yeah.
Gumamit ka ng oil to massage siya. Tapos gawan mo ng konting touch-touch sa ano, yung hindi talaga, yung
inner
mga
thigh.
Ano, yung subtle touch dun sa balls and everything, kasama sa massage yun, ha, nakakaano yun. Inner thigh, ay, mga ganon. Yung mga sensation point yan, ha?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, my dear. We hope
kaya mo yan,
the
hindi,
best
hindi malalaya.
For you. All right.
Okay. No, 39,
may message ko kayo kapag ano nangyari.
Yeah. We need a follow-up. We need a follow-up with you. Like, you're one of the callers that we really enjoyed. We need a follow.
Mamaya, may babae pala. Di sabihan mo rin sa amin. Nagkamali kami, ha? Ganun, ha? I-update mo kami. Ha?
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank
Bye,
you
Jasmine.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Kasi
Have a good
hindi
night.
Nagtatrabaho ng 2 a.m. para sinasabi na sa inyo, 2 a.m. trabaho yung pala. 8 p.m. pala, bakante na, nasa ibang babae pala na 2 a.m. Pwede. Di ba? Tatlo yung trabaho mo, sobrang sipag mo nun, ha? Pero nawawa, di ba? Mo may ganun, no? Magpapaalam, di ba? Tapos may ibang ano, di ba?
Yeah, no, I don't know what the Middle East life is like. I mean, maybe it is 7 days a week, 10 to 2, 10 a.m. to p.m.,
diba?
But that doesn't sound like a realistic work schedule.
Oh. Mamaya, alas 9 pa lang, nasa ibang bahay na.
Yeah. I mean, G1111 here on the playback is, patingin nga ng contract.
Saka ang pinakamalo yung driver eh. Unpredictable kasi walang office yun eh. Hindi yung mauhula, di ba? Kailangan mong, di ba? Kailangan malaman niya yung location and everything. Ipita mo rin ng konti.
But again, not to kill the joke. We are making you more paranoid. It does sound like this might be an easy fix. But you're right, Alex. We do need an update on her. I think that's important. I want to say hi to everybody on playback.tv/goodtimes that is streaming the show here, wherever you are around the world. Don't forget, I believe in the month of May. I I believe because tomorrow we will finalize. I know we were supposed to do it late last week, but we're going to be giving away $500 to two callers in the month of May that are based in Europe or in the Americas. So if you happen to be there, make sure you get on the show, get your story on the show, because at the end of the month, we're just going to randomly select two callers from the U.S. or Europe. Both are going to win $500, and that's a shit ton of money. So please do that. Anyway, by the way, also download the playback.tv app so you can get notifications when the show is going to start. We've got couple episodes here of the podcast. We also have the radio show in the morning. All of that stuff you're going to get notifications for, so make sure to download that. Lex, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got a busy night here tonight. You are listening to GTWM Year 13. This is episode number 29 with Alex here. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13, episode number 29. It is Alex and myself on a Sunday night. If you are in the Philippines and Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, wherever you may be around the world. And again, saying hi to everybody who is in different countries. We appreciate that you guys support the podcast as much as you do. I know tonight we have got callers from everywhere, Lex. We started off with Qatar. We're going to Singapore in a little bit. We'll go to Los Angeles. And of course, we'll squeeze in a Manila call here so we can kind of cover all the bases and all the continents and all the countries and all of that. But super fun to know that you guys are listening to this show from just about everywhere in the world. So we appreciate that. Lex, for those that want to not just make it a podcast but want to see you live, see you on stage, where are you this week? Because every week It sounds like you're somewhere else.
So two shows only this month. May 3 before my hair transplant dyan sa 70s Bistro sa Anonas, Quezon City, and ang susunod na yan May 24 sa BGC sa District 1. Lahat ng details nasa alexcalleja.com and thecomedycrew.com. At na-mention yung Singapore, I will be in Singapore July 28, 500-seater na theater show in Tagalog. Nice. So nice. Watch out for more details. For now, May 3 muna sa 70s Bistro. Details again, doon sa website ko.
You know what I like about Alex's show, especially, you know, when he goes to Singapore, the next Singapore trip, it's going to be a completely different show. And that's really good about that's what's great about stand up, right? It's not like, it's like a movie you can watch over and over and it's a different story. Like, that's what I kind of dig about stand up comedy. So, if you were part of the sellout Singapore back to back, it was a back to back sellout Singapore, right?
English.
So, yeah. And we know GTWM, this podcast, is super, super strong in Singapore. You guys can go watch Alex a second time, and it's a completely different experience. If you were there, part of the sellout show, you should be part of the next one, because I'm sure you enjoyed that one, and I got a lot of messages about it and all of that stuff. So, good stuff, man.
Thanks.
Congrats. And then, of course, you're only doing two shows in May because of the recovery for the hair transplant.
And also, I'm preparing again sa birthday show also October. And ayun. Pero makikita niyo ako sa mga GTWM.
Yeah. Podcast, radio, face-to-face. Yeah. I'm assuming you'll be on as well? Or did you guys take a break, like a season break?
Saan?
Face-to-face? Yeah.
No, dire-direcho. Babalik ako doon, papakita ko talaga na medyo nakalbo. By the way, sa Canada, it's either first week of August or first week of September. Pero yung sure pa lang sa US is August 23 to August 30. Nasa US ako. Yung Canada will be before the US or after the US. Sineset lang schedule.
Yep.
Wait lang kayo.
Cool. All right. Let's go to Singapore and talk to Luna, who is 30-something years old. Luna, how old are you again? Was it 34?
34 years.
All right. Welcome to the show, Luna. Thanks for being here. You and I have been messaging each other quite a bit these past couple of days. I think maybe a week now you and I have been messaging pretty regularly.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, because of whatever you're going to talk to us about here. So whenever you're ready, Luna, fire away and let's hear your story.
Yeah, let me say hi to Alex first. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hi. Hello.
Yep. So
how are you?
Okay. Let me let me start. So as most love stories go, I thought that I had something real and I thought that I had hit the jackpot. So I met this guy on a dating app while I was traveling Southeast Asia, and we hit it off pretty quickly, like straight off the bat. So first date became a second date, third date, and before I knew it, he was either staying at my hotel or I was staying at his villa.
Anusha,
so he's cocaine.
Luna, is he Filipino or this guy?
No, he's Caucasian.
Caucasian guy. Okay, cool. And then
yes.
When you said you met him on a dating app while in mm-hmm. Southeast Asia, where exactly, or is that something you don't want to say?
Yeah, I'd rather not say if
okay.
you don't mind.
And no, that's fine. And sorry, you barely started. I already have all these questions. But what are you guys doing, either you or him, basically you, what are you doing traveling as often as you're traveling? Is it a job thing or what?
Because I work in marketing, so I do have the flexibility to work remotely. And when I was offered that kind of setup, I jumped onto that opportunity. So for a good 1.5 years, I think it was 1.5 years almost, I was just traveling Southeast Asia. So I was basically on a plane every 28 days. It was tiring, but also.
But that's by choice,
really
huh?
Fun. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's a good life. I mean, I know it's tiring, but if you have the flexibility mm-hmm. where you're like, okay, I make enough money to travel every few weeks and I'm going to like some pretty fucking kick-ass places, that's kind of a dream job a lot of us want. But anyway, okay, continue. You met a guy. He was meeting up with you in different countries and different islands or whatever the hell it may be. Continue.
Yep. So yeah, it got pretty serious. And after just exclusively dating for 3 months, we decided to move in together.
Yeah.
So somewhere in Southeast Asia as well. And that is where the nightmare started.
Okay.
It was great at first, but within the first month of living together, I started to kind of become afraid of him. And so just a bit of a background, I'm diagnosed with clinical depression and severe anxiety, and so is he.
Okay.
And I thought that because of that's something that we're both going through. And although it's definitely not exactly the same, I would be able to understand him on a deeper degree. So we're very adventurous in bed as well. So we have this thing wherein sometimes we'd stay up for 24 hours up to, I think the longest we did before was about 36 hours.
Whoa, wait. You guys are having sex for 36 hours straight?
Well, not straight, but we'd have like gaps in between. So the gaps would be either us talking by our balcony or maybe having drinks. But yeah, we will stay up for 24 to 30. We had stayed up for 24 to 36 hours.
How many, out of curiosity, how many rounds is 36 hours of sex? Oh, wait, hold on. Don't tell us. Lex, how many rounds do you think 36 hours of sex is?
Mosh. 8 to 10.
No way. It's got to be way more than that. 36? Yeah, straight. As in, you guys did not sleep, right?
No. Because the moment you take a nap, that's it. You're gone.
Oh, man. I'm going to say...
20?
I'm going to say more than 20 rounds. I'm going to go... Because rounds last maybe at most 10? 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
So we can... I'm talking about... I know,
recovery.
Maybe... Yeah. There's recovery. So, listen... Your sec, the actual round, especially if you're like in hour number 11, maybe it's lasting 30, 45 minutes. Then you have to eat. I'm assuming you ate.
No, we don't eat.
Ay, patay yan. Madami nga yan. Sorry, I ate.
We don't eat.
Sorry,
because
kasi pag nasa motel.
You don't want to feel bloated and you don't want to have
pansit
that
sa motel
you
dito.
Need to go to the toilet. So we don't. We just hydrate, basically.
So you just drink water than sex. Drink water than sex. So what about cigarettes? Cigarette break?
Every once in a while, we'll have a ciggy, yeah.
Wow. Dude. Okay, so you had sex
60.
For 36 hours straight. You did not eat a single thing. Di kayo nagligo?
Yes, we do shower because
sure.
we do have some rounds in the shower.
Yeah. So you're having sex in the shower as well. So,
yeah.
So you're not kind of smelly. 40,
40.
I'm going to say 40 rounds in that 36 hour span.
I mean, to be honest, guys, I also wouldn't know because it's not like every round would be the two of us peeking or coming. You know, sometimes it's just me, sometimes it's just him, sometimes neither of us would. It's just more of, you know, like we just want to do it and then stop for a while, have a ciggy, have a few drinks, and then get back at it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, continue. Sorry, I know
Right.
we're focusing a lot on this kind of
It's
amazing
fine.
sexual run, but I know there's like a bad there's a bad side to this. So
Kasi
continue.
hindi natin yung nightmare eh.
Yeah,
At
continue.
least meron munang magandang kwento.
Yeah, so there was one time that when we did that and we got so exhausted that he dozed off fairly quickly and he dozed off in the couch and he was like I said, because when you do this you don't nap at all because your energy just goes down, it plummets, and there's no way for you to be woken up.
Yeah.
So he's practically dead in the couch, and I couldn't even shake him to move to the bed. So, and he had left his YouTube video running, and I don't know exactly what happened. I just can't access it and switch it off or lower the volume down from outside of the app. So I had to access his phone. But I mean, I was very open with him. He had full access to my phone as well, and I knew his phone code. So I really didn't think anything of it. So I went in and I managed to, I think, close the app or something. I don't know. I can't remember really what I did. But then I saw his most frequently used apps, which are WhatsApp and Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I've always trusted him, although I've had like moments when he gave me this weird feeling about him and his phone. So I had this urge to snoop around.
Yeah,
And
good.
I
Plus,
did.
I mean, he's comatose, right? So this is,
That's
you could have probably,
true.
even if you didn't have his passcode, I have a feeling after 36 hours of sex, you could have just opened his eyeballs and then put the face ID and he wouldn't have fucking known and would have literally, or just slap him. He'll like wake up and then face ID and then he's back to sleep. So what did you find?
That's true.
So what did you
So,
find?
I found a couple of messages on WhatsApp, and the messages were deleted. So, I saw some girls sending him videos of them in a lingerie. And on the WhatsApp ones were pretty mellow because the ones on Snap, they were heavily sexual. Like there was one girl who sent him a video of her being fucked from behind. And
Are these Asian girls?
no, they're all Caucasians.
Oh wow. Okay, so
Oh,
you're not like an island souvenir type of thing.
wow. No, I think based on his, I mean, I've met his mom, his friends, and all that. I think I'm the first fellow, I mean, I'm the first Asian he's dated.
Okay, fair enough. Continue.
Yeah. And then so of course while I was reading all those messages, watching the videos, I got so dizzy. I felt like I was gonna throw up. I was shaking, but I managed to kind of snap a few photos using my phone.
Nice.
And I mean, I just was scared that I would be made crazy into thinking that I saw things while I was sleepless for 24 hours and shit like
Very,
that.
very smart of you to do. Very smart of you to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the following day, I acted as normal as I could. We had coffee, breakfast, and all that good stuff. And until I got my best friend on the phone, and I needed to talk to somebody about it because otherwise I would explode. So I got him on the phone. I was talking to him at the by the balcony, and then I think the guy saw me and maybe figured out something was wrong. And he approached me. Basically, we talked about it. I told him about what I saw, and he apologized straight away. He said that those girls mean nothing to him, and he is it's just all very sexual and all very physical and whatnot. And I was ready to forgive him, like because I well. At that point, we were telling each other we love each other. You know, we've dropped the L bomb, and yeah. So I thought that this was in the morning. So I thought that we'll spend the whole day just trying to figure out how we could move forward and how we could help each other just get past the situation.
Yeah.
But instead, he decided that he's going to go out, and he said that he just wants to process it alone, which I thought was very weird because what are you going to process? I'm the one you cheated on.
Sure.
And so he left, and then I just kept on begging him to come back home, and he didn't. He only came back about 2:30 a.m. the following day, and I opened the door for him. He stunk of alcohol. You could tell that this guy was just hammered, and he greeted me with a tight hug, and then he said that he loves me so much, la la la. And he tucked me in bed as if nothing happened, you know, as if everything was okay. And then he stepped out of the balcony. But then again, remember, I shared that he has depression, and I was scared that he was going to jump off. So I kept on stepping out the balcony and then asking him to come back in.
You know what's kind of crazy about, sorry for using the word crazy, but you know what's kind of, I don't know, weird, is the guy was the one that cheated on you. But yet, all I hear is you trying to go, come home, hey, come back to the room, hey, you know, it's you doing a lot of the damage control. And that kind of scares me, because I would like to see him be the one doing the, I shouldn't go out with my friends drinking, I shouldn't, yeah, you're right, maybe I don't need to process this. You're the one that needs to process this, not him. So to kind of have the dynamic where he made the mistake, but you're the one begging to call, and you're calling, and you're telling him to come home, and you're doing all of that, makes me worry what kind of manipulation, like what the power kind of dynamic is here in this relationship. But let's listen to the rest of the story, and of course eventually get to your question. But You were worried he was in the balcony. He does have depression. You worried he might kill himself. And then what happened?
Yes. So he did come in, and that was when the nightmare started. So he came in and joined me in bed, and then he raped me.
He raped you with I'm assuming with force.
Yeah, so just, I guess, just to give you an idea of how big he is, in comparison to me, he's 190 cm, which is about 6'3".
Okay.
At 98 kg, and I'm 156, which is 5'1", at 57.
Wow.
57 kg.
Wow. Yeah, that is quite the size discrepancy here. Okay, so listen, rape is always a tough story to tell. So I want to be careful, because I don't want to trigger anything, but we are talking about it, right? So when you said he raped you, what is your, like, are you pushing him off? Are you telling him no? What is your defense?
So at the beginning, when he joined me in bed, so he took my pajamas off, and I was going with the flow, because he was, after all, my then boyfriend. So I thought, you know, it was just normal. That's fine. But then he became very, so we do have kinky sex, but we don't have rough sex.
Okay.
That's where, and because I bruised like a peach and everything else anyway. So he just kept on doing things that he wouldn't normally do to me. And I just kept on saying no. I just kept on telling him that it hurts. Like, what he's doing was hurting me, but he just kept on, well, going on with it. And
he responding, though, kind of like verbally when you were doing that? Or was he just kind of blacked out and just continued to do it?
So this guy has blue eyes, but that night, like, his pupils were so dilated, it was just black.
You think he was high?
Whenever, I'm sure he was high.
Okay, got it.
And that was sort of just a bit of a sidetrack here. That was also one of the reasons why I kept on begging him to come back, because he goes to this place, and I know that they take drugs there. I haven't been there. He wouldn't tell me where it was, because he says he's protecting me, because he knows that I would turn up and just drag him out of there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so at one point when I just kept on saying no and then just kept on pushing him, he said, and I quote, "Don't you dare say no to me."
Right.
And then I just kept on, like, trying to get out from underneath him. And at one point, he pinned me down and then spat on my face twice.
He sat on your face twice?
He spat on my face twice, yeah.
Oh, spat on your face. He spit on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was I don't even recall like how long the first round is. And then he dozed off and I thought, okay, finally it's over. Like it's done. But yeah, he proved me wrong like multiple times, because every time he would wake up, he would just do it again, up until he dozed off at one point again, and I made a decision to take one of the pillows and take our dark gray throw and hide in between our bed frame and the balcony glass door.
Also, you were kind of like, yeah, hiding in a corner. Out of curiosity, yeah. And you know, again, I'm not here this happened. This is not like it's happening in real time. I'm not telling you to run out the door because it's in the past, essentially. But why didn't you run out of the room?
This is a foreign country. I don't know anybody else but him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I don't have answers, really. I wasn't.
You're traumatized.
Really thinking.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
no.
night.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. No. I have no problem with your decision. So you're hiding in the corner of the hotel room. What happened?
That was our condo. And
oh, condo,
so
sorry.
I hid underneath the gray throw, and I was thinking, okay, because it's dark outside and he's very drunk. I just hoped that the level of his drunkenness wouldn't allow him to see properly, and I'd just be invisible, basically. And it worked. And I, at one point, I heard him wake up. He got up and he was like, "Where are you? Where are you?" And then I heard him walk towards the toilet, switch on the lights, look for me inside. And then he went to the couch. And then he even lifted our huge beanbag just to maybe see if I was underneath it or something.
Yeah.
And he just kept on looking for me all over the room.
How long ago exactly was this? This, the actual rape, how long ago was this?
September last year.
Okay. All right.
And then he walked towards the balcony door where I was. And I just stayed motionless. Like I was praying to all the gods that he doesn't figure out that it was me there, and he didn't. So he just went back to bed and he just slept. And I think that was the longest sleep him and I had that night, because I was woken up by the light coming from outside, and he started making noises. Like he was saying gibberish, and I really couldn't figure out what he was saying. So what I did was I took my phone and I started video recording. So I have a video recording of him saying nonsense, and you could tell that he is, I mean, high out of his mind. And then he woke up.
Yeah.
He got up, and he started looking for me again. And that time, that round, he stood by my feet again, and I could feel him like standing. I could feel him stand there much longer than he did the night prior. And then I just closed my eyes and I thought, you know, I'll pretend to be asleep. And then I felt him grab my feet.
Yeah.
And then he pulled the throw off of me, and yeah, I just pretended that motion had woken me up. So I looked at him and he was just staring back at me, and he had this confusion in his eyes, like, you know, like why was
why
I there? Well, he asked me that question, like, why are you there?
Right.
And I couldn't really think of anything. I didn't know what to tell him, so I just told him that you kicked me out of bed last night. Don't you remember?
Oh, so you didn't tell him about the incident. You gave a different story.
Yeah.
Does he know at all that he did that? Now, I mean, so, now that you, because this is in September, how much time went by, if anything, really? Because I'm not sure if you've actually told him that he did it. Are you guys currently together? Let's start with this. Are you guys currently in a relationship?
Not anymore.
Okay, so you have broken up. And when did you break up?
A week ago.
Okay, So between September when the rape occurred up to a week ago when you guys broke up, that at any point did he know that you did it? Or sorry, did he know that he did it?
Yes, in December, I told him.
Okay, so 2 months later you open up. Why did you open it up in December? Like what triggered that conversation?
So this whole thing happened in September, and then I had to be stationed on site for a while. And so he went back to his country, and I came back here. And after only about, I think, 13 days apart, I just couldn't take it. And the thing is, I couldn't really tell people about it.
Okay.
So,
But
so.
so between September though and December, when you guys were still technically together, was there after effects of the incident wherein you were clearly not the same girl anymore, clearly not the same girlfriend? Were there episodes of him going, "What's wrong with you?" Or is there a problem, week after week after week? Or did you make a conscious effort to be quote unquote normal about the relationship? Because at some point here, Luna, you decided to stay. Yes? Or were you traumatized into thinking you had to stay? Like, what's the mindset in staying after, a situation like this?
When we were still together, I because after the incident happened, we still stayed together for maybe 10 more days before flying out. And I was just in my head, I was like, just ride this wave. It's just 10 more days anyway. And but no more alcoholic beverages, no more trips to I don't know where. So that's how we did it, in a sense. But yeah.
Okay, and then what? Why did you guys break up a week ago?
He said that he has to focus on his mental health and that he has to do it alone. And yeah, so he says that he's not the right person for me. So yeah.
So what is then the what is the, I hate to say this because, we have to. What's the question right now?
So
If this happened in September, you guys stayed together, you broke up last week. Okay, I gotta call Mo and I gotta call Alex. I gotta call GT. Like, what propels you to call us? Is it you're having a hard time with the breakup? You are, now that he's gone, now the reality is starting to come in where shit, I was raped, I was this, I was that. Like, what is going on in your mind this past week?
actually, oddly enough, I kind of have, not, I wouldn't say gotten past what happened, but it was more of, I guess I'm still a bit of, I'm still in denial that that happened. And yeah,
I
but
think, yeah, I
anyway,
think you
so
kind of
the
have to be a little bit to stay with the person. I think you kind of have to be somewhat in denial. Or my fear earlier, which is the level of manipulation. I mean, before I even knew about this whole rape thing, I was telling you I was concerned about the dynamic of this relationship where you seem to be being taken advantage of a lot. And at some point in the taking advantage part, you even make it feel like it's your burden to fix it. And to chase and to do that. So, I wonder if this is just kind of another example of that. So, okay, let's get back to this week though, again, Luna. What is essentially at the end, what is the question, but what have you been feeling since the breakup?
so he dropped me that message, and
What message?
well, the first the breakup message. So he
Okay.
broke up with me via text.
Okay.
And when I read it, actually there was a bit of relief, because
Yeah.
immediately what I thought was, thank you for letting me go, because I wouldn't have walked away. Like, I'm a
Right.
fixer.
Yeah.
I have,
Right.
like, this potential of him in my head has corrupted my mind into thinking that, this things are going to get better. Just ride this wave, ride this wave. And so he sent me that message, and immediately what I did was I blocked him everywhere. But because I'm not angry, and I guess I just don't want to carry hate in my heart. What he did to me was awful. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
And I know that. But I also want to move forward with my life without carrying that hate.
Can you, though? I mean, you know, my worry is, you just said it, you're a fixer. So are you calling this show? And I have a feeling you're calling us, you're talking to us, because you want to reach out to him. Because you are a fixer.
I guess my question is whether or not I should respond, because I have blocked him everywhere. And his last message wasn't at all hostile or anything. He was just saying about his mental health, blah, blah, blah. And for me, I don't want to respond to him right now because I want to focus on myself. I don't want to respond to him when I'm at the stage wherein I would keep on checking my phone if he has responded.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I want to focus on myself and heal properly. And once I'm healed, I don't know. I really don't know how the time, like, you know. But
do you love him? I have a question. Do you love him?
Yeah.
Right now, you love him. You love him.
I love the good side of him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, should you respond? All right, let's talk about that. And by the way, thank you for sharing your story with everybody, with us especially, because we definitely want to talk about this. And I apologize, as I do with many of our callers who go through something like this. I just apologize that this occurred, unfortunately. But if the question is, should you contact him? No, I really don't. Because this has been a very chaotic relationship with two personalities that need a lot of fixing and healing before they get into something like this. Now, I'm not making an excuse for the rape. The rape is fucking the worst absolute thing that you have gone through and this entire ordeal. But just to kind of stick on to the question of should you reach out, the answer is absolutely not. You guys are the worst mix for each other. It's going to be always chaotic. It has always been chaotic. Even when we were talking about the 36 hours of sex, that shit is chaotic. Even if it comes from kind of like a fucking crazy fun context. Not eating, not sleeping, not doing, that's an example of what this relationship is. It's absolutely full of extremes. And drugs, and you worried about him killing himself, and this. Like, it's so much to deal with. Like, you already have a lot on your plate with the stuff that you're going through. To add a second person who might even be worse into your life tells me you're not going to be able to heal yourself for the things that you have. You're not going to be able to heal from the things that you guys get involved in, and you'll maybe even make it worse. So no to contacting him, and I need you to start the path of healing, getting yourself a therapist, you know, making sure he stays blocked, making sure he can't contact you and just show up. And then maybe another thing is, like, I know things can get lonely, but no more fucking dating apps right now. No super casual dates. Surrounding yourself with positive people. All of this stuff, I think, is going to be really important for you moving forward. I know your question is about texting him, but this is beyond that. Okay, this is not texting him and getting yourself right immediately, Luna. It's a rough week. It's a roller coaster right now. I need you to get with some really positive influences because I worry about you. Lex, what do you got for her, Lex?
May series of questions muna ako, Luna, ha? Luna, do you also have mental health problems, no? Tama?
Yeah, I started going to therapy
Ah, okay.
2022.
Okay. Tinanong ko lang yun kasi pareho kayong sitwasyon. So, hindi siya all one yun, ha? Series to ng questions, ha? May itatakil lang ako ng mga ano. Yung panahon nung sinasayang may mga na-rape ka, kaya hindi ka nakaalis dahil hindi mo kaya, wala kang kilala. Anong kaiba noon sa ngayon at naipag-split ka? Yung bahay ba? Kanino?
So we're both living in another country. We're both foreigners in
Oo nga,
another
pero ibig sabihin, nung
country.
nangyari yung rape, tapos nung ngayon na naipag-split ka, anong difference nung sitwasyon nung patintay mo kasi, di ba, hindi ka nakalabas o kaya alam ko naman hindi ka makapag-decide nun dahil magulo. Pero ang sinabi mo, wala kang kakilala. Yung bahay ba na tinitira nyo, bahay niya o nagre-rent kayo? Ano ba yan? Kasi kung naipag-split ka ngayon, dahil ba wala kang choice? Kasi wala pa rin kakilala, di ba? Kaninong ano yan? Saan ka nag-i-stay ngayon? Yan ba yung sa same old place pa rin na pwede, may access siya?
No. So
Or hindi na alam kung nasaan ka?
we were renting
Hindi na
out
alam?
somewhere else, and then now I'm in Singapore.
Okay, so hindi kanya masusundan.
Nope.
Okay. Yun yung question ko kasi una-una safety muna eh. May topak yan. May topak yan eh. Ang problema, kung alimbawa lang ha, Moa, ipupurso niya yung, kasi there's such thing as ano eh, yung marital sex o kaya sex, no? Kasi ang hirap, di ba parang nung nagkwento ka ng 36 hours, di ba? No is no, no? Pero pag nagkwento ka ng 36 hours, ang marami kasi nakikita sa playback na reklamo nyo, reklamo nyo. Hindi ko alam kung gaano ka-strong ang case. Ha? Pero alam ko, tama is no, no? Pero paano yung kwento ng, alam mo yun, yung active kayo sa sex tapos bilang yung actual night na yun, unang-una, parang hindi ko alam kung ano sitwasyon, bilang naging rape. Opening pa lang kasi yun eh. Meaning kung nakawala ka, huwag ka nang babalik kasi patindi na. Buti nga, pagkatapos ng September, hindi na sundan ng, alam mo yun? Hindi na sundan ng violence. Alam mo yun? Yung nakasurvive ka hanggang December. Ngayon, kakasplit mo lang a week ago. So, dapat, ano, wag mo lang iniisip yung communication yan. Dapat, kung may pag-communicate ka, dapat because, ano mo siya, didemanda mo siya. Kaya gusto ko malaman kung gano'ng alakas ang case nun. Kung halimbawa, matagal na nangyari. Yung alam mo na kung anong bansa nangyari. So, pero kung nga tatanggalin mo yun, ang reason lang kaya may pag-communicate because you want justice. Pero kung wala naman, asikasuhin mo na sarili mo, wala nang reason para mag-communicate ka because of love and relationship. Okay? Wala dapat. Zero. Dapat nga natatakot ka ngayon eh kasi ang tapang mo nung pagkatapos ng September na yun, natutulog ka ba sa taong ganun?
Well, let me ask you, when it comes to the rape, what do you want about, okay, when it comes to just the rape, okay, we're not talking about the relationship or not, just that moment. What do you want to,
Oh.
what do you want to happen about this? Do you want to notify the police that it happened? Do you want to see what your options are legally? Do you want to seek therapy and get
Oh.
that part fixed in your mind? What are, or do, are you just putting it away and just going to forget about it? Like,
Well, I
what's
think
your plan regarding just the rape, though, okay? Not the breakup.
I did consider filing a proper report, but then, having gone through that and then having to relive it in a sense and narrate it to strangers, and then be questioned, be scrutinized,
Yeah.
interrogated even, whether or not you're t sorry.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Whether or not you're telling the truth, like, that's really kicking me when I'm down, and I just didn't want to subject myself to that. I did talk to my therapist about it, and she said that she's breaking some rules, some guidelines that they have, but she did ask me, like, if I needed some sort of help when it comes to filing like proper report. But yeah, I didn't go through that because I just I didn't want to have to share the story over and over again.
You know, Luna, there's a lot of support groups. I think Singapore, I'm reading some of the people here who are in Singapore, kind of say that there are groups there that are very, very pro women, obviously, you know, looking to kind of fix this situation and have a group there that's going to help you go through it. You shared the story today, and I know it's very difficult, especially when you said what you said right now, which is that's one of the reasons why you don't want to kind of get involved, because you don't want to tell the story as often as you have to. And I'm just, the fact that you're telling us is to me a show of strength, and I thank you for that. But I really do think you should tap into those resources, people who have been there, people who know what you're feeling, people who understand what your mindset is right now about sharing, about being what you're afraid of and what you don't want to happen. Like there's a commonality there that I cannot give you, that Alex cannot give you, that some of these people listening to this podcast can't give you. These people have been there. They've been through that fight. They've been through that battle. They are very supportive of you. And I think you should really kind of exercise those. Having said that, though, if let's get back to kind of the texting him back part. I will really, really strongly encourage you not to do that. I really strongly encourage you that this guy's a thing of the past. That if you are only going to communicate with him or even bring him up moving forward, it would be in two contexts. Number one, your therapist. And number two, the law. If you are going to pursue him for what he did, that's the only time I want this guy in your mind. That and the healing process that you have with a professional therapist. That's the only time I actually kind of want him to be around you. And I don't want to want him physically around you. That's the only times I want him in your thoughts. Outside of that, it's about moving forward. It's about getting right. And then let the process of healing and the process of the law, if you're going to go that way, let that be its own course. Okay? And I don't know if Singapore is still right for you or maybe to go home. I don't know. I'm talking about down the line here. After all of this is done, maybe you have a better support group at home. We tend to do that as Filipinos. But honestly, that's probably not even that big of a deal. Just kind of a thought for, you know, a couple years down the line. Sorry, Lex, go ahead.
May, Luna, sadali, ah, gusto ko lang malaman yung mga logistics. Ah. Yung September, nangyari yan sa Singapore. Yung rape.
No, it's in another Southeast Asian country.
Ano, saan yan? Okay. Ngayon, pagkatapos noon, lumipad kayo. Lumipad kayong dalawa o ikaw lang lumipad?
So I came back here and then he went back to his country.
Okay.
Okay. Tapos mula noon, puro lang kayo communication. Walang, hindi na ulit kayo nagkita physically.
We did see each other one more time. Well, actually two more times.
Kaila, one more time na lang. Anong buwan to? Anong buwan to?
December. We
after
saw each
September.
Other. And then in March.
Wow, what an amazing...
Nung nagkita kayo... diba? Sorry mo?
No, go. I'm just saying how unique this relationship is.
Oo nga. Tapos December and March, nung nagkita kayo, may nangyari pa rin? It's the same? Parang normal? Ganon?
It's like that thing in September didn't happen.
Pero in terms of intimacy, may sex encounter pa rin kayo ng December and March?
Yes.
And how was it? Parang meron ka na bang, siyempre may bad experience ka, hindi pa rin niya alam, nagbago ba yung, siyempre kahit paano, matibay ka kung talagang, sorry ah, na-imagine ko, paano yung sex no na pagkatapos magkaroon ng bad experience, hindi ba siya nakahalata no December and March na medyo nagiba ko talagang nalabanan mo at pumatol ka pa rin na parang, kasi as ako kung ako yun, at December at March, hindi ko makakaramdam ng nagkaroon ba siya ng nahalata ba niya ng pagbabago? At anong sitwasyon niya nung may nangyayari sa inyo? Ganun pa rin ba? Sabog? Gusto ko makita kasi yung pattern ng lalaki.
So, in December when we met up, it's in another Southeast Asian country. I told him via text what he did. And then the following day, he was where I was. He basically, I told him what he did. I got very angry with him and I blocked him everywhere. but I didn't stand firm on that decision. I unblocked him after 2 days, and then we had a conversation. He turned up within 12 hours. He was there. We spent the New Year's together, and up until I think the fourth or the fifth of
apologetic?
January.
Is he apologetic? Did he apologize?
Yeah, he did. He seemed very remorseful in person. He was crying even.
Okay, and did he stop with the drugs and that lifestyle, that kind of wild lifestyle after this, or he kind of continued being himself?
In December, he didn't take any drugs. But when I flew to his country, March, he did.
Okay, got it. Listen, just so we'll wrap this up with this. Okay, Luna, when I asked you if you loved him, you said yes, and you said you were a fixer and you loved the good things about him. What I really don't want you to do is think that any of the good qualities about him is an excuse for the bad ones. He is a bad human being and a broken human being. There are no good enough deeds that you've experienced with him in the short amount of time that you've been in this very wild relationship that is a valid excuse for the bad stuff. This guy has to be in the past. You cannot text him back. You cannot attempt to fix this. When I say you cannot, I don't want you to. I only want you to fix yourself.
Yeah.
That is the priority. That is the only thing that should be on your mind. And I need you to be around a good group of people because this is very fresh. I don't know what dark space you may be in right now because we're 1 week removed from a breakup, a very chaotic breakup from a very chaotic relationship, a breakup that was done via text messaging, meaning there might be that longing, your longing for closure, your longing for an explanation, your longing for at least a conversation to go, what the fuck? But you're not getting that. And that's going to be very difficult for you to move forward from. But listen, this is all really hard to do. It can be done. You are, this is where I praise you a little bit. You are an impressive storyteller. You clearly sound like you are successful in your job because of the lifestyle that you're able to live. You're a caring person. And I think all of these great qualities about you, I see a really positive future. But I just need to get you to get this through this rough spot here. And it's a really rough spot. It can be done. You're reaching out to a therapist. Fantastic. These things take time. All I ask you is be patient with the process, okay? And surround yourself, please, with people who have been through something similar so they can give you the best advice and their best direction. All right?
Okay.
All right. Hang in there, Luna.
Thank you.
Luna.
Maybe I'll call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strong, Luna. Ha? Alam ko, pag-uba nito, you'll be alone again. Magkakaroon ka ng mga weak moments. May message ka lang kay Mo. Lalaban mo talaga yan. Kailangan mo talaga ng time dyan.
Yeah.
Lalo pag alone. May mga weak moments ka. As a clinically depressed also, may mga mahina yung ano natin, control natin. Kasi nga, may ganun tayong mentality.
Okay? Luna, you have my number. I've given you my number this morning. This is it, right? This is the only one I got. So if you ever get to a spot where you're like, man, this is way much, man. I can't hang. Call me. Anytime. Just
maybe I'd get the chance to talk to you guys after maybe 6 months and hopefully I'd be sharing some funnier stories.
Yeah, for sure.
Will.
For sure. And you're smart enough. Will. You're charismatic enough. You are, I mean, you're going to, just as long as you get through this tough spot, you're going to be great. So please look at that. Look at the long term, no matter how terrible the short term feels. Okay?
Will do. Thank you so much, guys.
Hang in there,
thanks,
dear.
Mo. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, no worries. Have a good one. Evening. All right. Bye.
Bye.
No problem.
Whew.
Alam mo, katakot yun, ha? It, pwede siya mag-work. Yung nangyayari sa akin sa September, yun yung mga, sorry sa ano, pero yung pa nga yung good, ano eh, good ending eh. Kasi you survive. That's always a good ending. Pero ando dun lahat ng recipe for, di ba, for much more worse. Diba?
Yeah, I get what you're
Yung,
saying.
diba?
My worry though is like with any breakup, and if you are in a foreign country and you don't have a lot of friends and you don't have a lot of like
Yeah.
family and you don't have a support system, he is kind of that. Now, what I like about the chance, like, okay, not maybe what I like is not the phrase, but the fact that he's in another country helps because then he's not knocking on her door trying to, you know, he was the one that essentially dumped her. So he's not knocking at her door, no, get out, go, you know, go, all that stuff. Because then that would be a really big
Oh.
problem because he's right there in front of you. Though the silence, the lack of an explanation, especially for somebody who's got a fixer type mentality, this is very, very difficult on her. I'm sure she is longing for some kind of communication.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that he's not in the country though, because that would make it, I think, a little bit more complicated.
This is fun.
All right, so I know I was reading the chat here. We were having some technical problems with the stream, so I apologize, guys, for that. I hope things have sorted out. I know we've kind of lost a bunch of people here because of it, but what we're gonna do is, because we're gonna end the episode here, we have a second episode right after this. So please jump back on that. You should be able to get a notification, or if you can stay right here in the room. I know, listen, there's about 89 of you guys here left because of those issues, but stay right here. We'll get the next episode going, and of course this is part of our back-to-back, and we'll move a little bit quicker on that because I know it's getting kind of late Manila time. So let's end this episode and jump to episode 30 right after maybe about a 5-minute break. So hang out, guys. We appreciate it. This has been GTWM, year 13, episode number 29. We'll see you tomorrow. Lex, yes?
Yes.
Bye.